Can we just get your first year overall impressions of tonight's game?
Entertaining game, six goals. You know, I think playing on this field, things happen fast. And so you have to make sure that you're alert, you're tuned in at all times because, like I said, things happen fast and six goals. So, but I was very proud of our group the second half. I thought that we competed much better. I thought the first half we weren't up to our standard in terms of competing and winning second balls and winning tackles. I thought they did a better job of that. But to our credit, you know, we got a timely goal and to tie it up 1-1. And then disappointed that we gave one right away before halftime. But, you know, we came in at halftime, we talked about a few things, and we addressed it. And I thought our mentality the second half was pretty good. I thought our subs came in and to begin the second half and really, really made a good push and kept them on their heels. And, you know, we scored three good goals tonight.
Defensively, you know, after giving up only two goals in your first three games, it was a bit of a shock seeing that many go in.
Yeah, disappointed, you know. That's not because we pride ourselves on being a good defensive team. And tonight, this afternoon, you know, wasn't up to our standards. But on the flip side, you know, our guys hung in there and we stuck together and our forwards bailed us out tonight.
Did you come into this game that you thought to be able to get a lot of chances against this team?
Yeah, just because of the feel. You know, I think it's so tight and things happen so fast that you're going to get some good chances. And I think tonight we did. You know, probably could have scored a few more, but, you know, credit. I think Joe made some good saves, and I thought our guys, you know, I think Justin had a few. Marco had one. At the end of the day, we just didn't quite get enough on it. But, you know, to still go on the road and score three goals is a plus. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, you give up three. It's something that we need to work on. But, you know, we'll take our point and we'll move forward.
Obviously, you scored the tying goal after Shea Salinas was sent off. How big a role did that play?
It's always, you know, whenever you can get a man advantage, it helps you, you know. So from that standpoint, I felt that, you know, the whole second half we were in control of the game. We had them on their heels, and we just kept pushing. And you know, there's a few altercations that happened today. And finally, you know, the ref decided that, you know, he was going to give her a second yellow on that one, and you know, which I thought there was a play that he probably could have given Chris Leach a second yellow because he delayed the game. But, you know, these are the things that are going to happen. Refs are going to make those decisions, and we just have to deal with them and move forward. I thought our guys did well, even on the PK, you know, which was probably a questionable call. But, you know, our guys just put it behind us and just kept moving, and we got a, you know, great goal by Rolfi.
What is the reason you not use Quintero from the beginning?
I used him as a sub today, and that was my decision.
Well, it looked like in the second half helped a lot.
Yeah,
I think
he made a difference. I think our whole team made a difference because we didn't play well the first half. And we needed to compete. We needed to win first and second balls. And I think we did that the second half and put them on their heels. And I think Cuauhtemoc, I think Rolfi, I think Mike Banner came in the second half and really helped us push the game and to get a point.
Is that more a matter of Blanco's fitness still, or is it more a matter of the chemistry of the guys that you had?
Look, it's a combination, and it's a combination of him getting himself playing games. He played midweek. He played 90 minutes. He's getting his legs under him. He's getting his form, his timing. It's not easy when you expect a guy who hasn't played games. It could be him. It could be Brandon. It could be Rolfi. All of a sudden to be thrown into a game and be ready and be sharp because it's just not fair. You know, I think you have to move him along. It's a long season. You know, we're four games into our season. So, you know, we try to make the best decisions in terms of putting the right guys on the field to give us a chance to win games. And I think so far we have done that. You know, we're 2-0-2 and with three out of those games on the road. So, you know, I'll take that any day.
Should fans expect him to start your next game?
We have five more days before we play, so.
We have time for two more questions.
They're putting a lot of pressure on you in the first half. I know it's a tight field, but did you think that was a problem with communication in the back line, or were they just getting the ball through midfield very quickly?
No, look, I think they were a little bit sharper, a little bit hungrier than we were the first half, and I think we're a second behind. And I think as a result, you know, you give them credit. You know, it's their home game. You know, they came off a bad result last week away, and so now they're going to come out with a little bit of energy, a little bit more hunger. We talked about it all week that we needed to match that intensity because if we didn't, we could find ourselves into trouble, which we did. You know, but I think a credit to our guys, the second half, we did started to compete a little bit more, and we started to really have the desire that we wanted to win this game. And you saw that the second half because for a good stretch, we were all over them. And, you know, And that's something that, you know, that our guys pride themselves in terms of, you know, you're never going to play 90 minutes of perfect soccer, but at least you got to be able to make sure now that in those stretches that you don't play well, that you still compete and still go out there and have the hunger that you want to win. And I thought the second half today, for sure, we stepped up to the plate individually and collectively as a team.
Well, especially since you did concede a goal after you just equalized, and then you said the PK was questionable.
Those calls are going to be happening. Look, we deal with them because I think throughout the whole year they're going to balance out. And, you know, I'm more proud of the fact that our guys didn't. At that point, you probably could let yourself down, but we didn't. You know, we just regroup. I think at that point we made a change and brought Mike on. And we just kept pushing. And, you know, and that's a good sign of a team that's grown together over the years, especially from last season to this year when we get 90% of the guys back, where there's an understanding and a mentality that, you know what, it doesn't matter. We're going to still keep fighting till the end, and we've shown that in our last, and we've shown that so far in this early part of the season.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thanks.